Halacha Aleph. Isha Shekinei Lo Vinistara. A woman whose husband admonished her about a certain man, and then she secluded herself with that man, Ein Koifenei Solishtois. She is not forced to drink the water. Ela Imratzisa V'Amra. If she freely admits and says, Hein Nitmesi, it's true, I did commit adultery. Teitzei Beloiksuva. Then she is divorced. She can no longer live with her husband. She's divorced. She does not receive the amount of her ksuva. V'nesral b'ilili oylam. And she remains forever forbidden to her husband, since she admits to having committed adultery. V'eino shoysa. And she is not required to drink the water, because the water is only used to test a case that's in doubt, and here there's no doubt anymore. She has admitted to having committed adultery. V'chein so also, im amra, eini tmeya, if she says, no, I did not commit adultery, v'eini shoysa, but I refuse to drink the water. She is afraid to drink the water nevertheless. En koifenoi solishtois, she is not forced to drink the water, v'teitze b'loi ksuva, and she is divorced without receiving her ksuva. V'chein, so also Imam Arbailo, if the husband says, Eini roitza lahashkoisa, I am not willing to test her with the water. Oisha ba'ola bailo acha shenistera, or her husband illegally had intercourse with her after she had secluded herself with this man, harezu eino shoisa, she does not drink the water. Because once her husband has committed this sin and has had intercourse with her, the water will no longer be effective here. And there's no purpose to the drinking. She does not drink the water. But in this case, she does receive the ksuva, since it is the husband who has prevented her from drinking the water and being tested. It is the husband who is responsible here, and he has to pay the amount of the ksuva, the yoitza, and she is released, v'hi asura alav li'olam, and she remains forever forbidden to her husband, since she has not been tested by the water, and she secluded herself after having been admonished. Halacha beis, v'elu hein anoshim she'enam ruyos lishtois. And there are certain women, and this is a list of the women, who are not permitted to drink the water, even though they are willing to undergo this test, and they are willing to drink the water, and their husbands are willing to cause them to drink the water, nevertheless, we do not permit them to do so. But they are divorced without receiving their ksuva, once witnesses testify to the fact that she secluded herself with a man about whom we have witnesses who testify that she had been admonished, and these women remain li'olam, these women remain forever forbidden to their husbands. And these are 15 women. And this is the list of them. Arusa, a woman who was married only by Kiddushin, who had not had actual Nisuin. Vishemeres Yavam, a woman whose husband had died childless, and now she was awaiting marriage to the husband's brother, as was described in Hilchos Yibum Vachalitza, and she did not actually marry the brother yet, so he's not really her husband yet. Uketana, a woman who is under the age of 12 years old, a woman who has not yet reached her maturity. Eishes HaGodol, even though her husband is a full-fledged man. Gedoyla Eishes HaKoton, a woman who is already a Gedoyla, who is above the age of 12, but her husband is still a minor. Ve'eishes Androgynous, a woman whose husband has the sexual parts of both man and woman. Ve'eshes ha'suma, a woman whose husband is blind. Ve'eshes ha'chiger, a woman whose husband is lame, oy ha'ilame, or a mute, oy mishayne shaymeya, or her husband is deaf, oy shehu krus yod, or if he had a hand amputated, v'chein hachigris, or if she is lame, v'ilmis, or if she is mute, v'asuma, if she is blind, ukrusas yad, if she had a hand amputated, v'she'eino shemas, or if she does not hear, she is deaf, kolachas me'elu, einam ruyam lishtois, any one of these is not permitted to drink the water. Halacha gimel, uminayin she'eino ruya lishtois, and from where do we learn that these women, that any one of these women is not permitted to drink the water? Shanemar, the pasuk teaches us, asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman will depart from the correct path while she is under her husband, tachas, under, and in other editions it says tachas isha, under her husband, means prat larusa v'shemeres yavam. This excludes a woman who was married only by kiddushin, or who is married to her husband only by virtue of the fact that he's her dead husband's brother, and she is waiting to marry her but has not actually done so. She'enam tachas isha, because these two women are not under their husbands yet. Isha, it says, a woman, prat l'ktana, this excludes a minor girl. Tachas isha, under her husband, and literally isha translates her man, prat l'eishes katan, this excludes the wife of a minor, of a boy, who is not a man, v'eishes androgynous, and a woman whose husband has the sexual parts of both man and woman, she'ena ish, because he is not a man. V'nela me'ena isha, the pasuk continues, and this matter will be hidden from the eyes of her husband. Prat la'isha suma, this excludes the wife of a blind man, because it says this is hidden from the eyes of her husband, and a blind man, everything is hidden from his eyes. V'hemid ha'koyin esha'isha, it says, the koyin will cause the woman to stand. Prat lechigris, this excludes a lame woman who cannot stand properly. V'nosan al kapeho, as we will learn later on, the karban, the mincha, is put onto the palms of her hands. Prat lemish ein lakaf, this excludes someone who does not have a palm of a hand. Oy shehoshta akuma, or if it was crooked, if the joint was dislocated, or yivesha, or it was withered, or paralyzed, she'eina yichoyla likach bar, because she cannot hold something in such a hand. Va'afilu kapo achas, and even if this defect was only in one hand, she'nemar, because the pasuk specifies kapeho, her hands, the plural. V'amra ha'isha, the pasuk continues, the woman shall say, prat le'ilmes, this excludes a mute woman. Ve'omar el ha'isha, the kohen shall say to the woman, prat le'mishayne shamas, this excludes a woman who does not hear. Vaharehu oimer, and then the pasuk says, asher tista isha tachas isha, when a woman will depart from the correct path while under her husband. Under her husband can also be translated instead of or in place of her husband. Achatiya shleima kamoyhu, that means that the two have to be one in place of the other. She has to be complete, whole, just as he, v'hu shalem kemoisa, and he has to be whole, just as she is. Ha'lamadata, this teaches us, shekol tovar, shem akiv oisa milishtois, any defect which prevents her from drinking the water, ma'akiv is baila milash koisa. Such a defect in her husband prevents her husband from causing her to drink. V'chol ha'ma'akiv es ha'bal milahash koiso, and any defect which prevents the husband from causing her to drink, Mum kamayhu, such a defect, ma'aki voisa milishtais. If she had such a defect, it prevents her from drinking the water. Halacha dalid, kitana shehisiya aviha, a minor girl, a girl under 12 years old, whose father gave her in marriage, and as we learned in Hilchus Ishus, Paragimel Halacha Yud Aleph, that such a marriage is a full-fledged and valid marriage, d'oraisa, im zinsa b'rtzoina, if she committed adultery while still a minor, she committed adultery willingly, nesra al baila, she becomes forbidden to her husband, lefichach, mekanin la, therefore, the husband can admonish her about a certain man, loyla hashkoisa, not to permit her to drink, to cause her to drink the water, because as we learned in Halacha Beis, a ketana is not able to drink the water, ala l'posla miksubasa, but the kinoi, the admonition, has the effect that when he divorces her, he does not pay her the ksuva. K'moisha b'yarnu, as we have already said, that all of these women who cannot drink the water, if they were admonished and they secluded themselves, do not receive their ksuva. The Rambam here has specified that if she committed adultery willingly, however, if she was forced, if she was raped, and her husband is not a Kohen, her husband is a Yisrael, and we have learned, and will learn in Hilchus Isurei Bia, and have learned already in Hilchus Ishus, that in a case of rape, a woman is not forbidden to her husband if he's not a Kohen. So the Rambam has distinguished here between willingly and not willingly, even in the case of a ketana, of a minor girl. The Ravid disputes this, and the Ravid says that in the case of a ketana, if her husband is not a Kohen, it makes no difference whether it was willingly or not willingly. She remains permitted to her husband, because the acts of a minor girl, and the will, and the acts of a minor girl are not valid acts, and her will is not the real will. Even seduction in the case of a minor girl is considered as rape, and therefore she remains permitted to her husband. The Rambam continues, Aval haketana bas miyun, the halacha that the Rambam just stated was with a girl whose father gave her in marriage, and that was a valid marriage, aval haketana bas miyun, but a ketana who was able to refuse to live with her husband and can be released without a get, as we learned in Hilchus Gerushin in the 11th chapter, Haktana Bas Meyun, that is her mother or her brothers gave her in marriage, and this is not a fully valid marriage. Ein Mekan in law, he cannot admonish her and then later refuse to pay her the ksuva. Shein lo rotzen lehayoser al baila, because there's no act that she can willingly commit that will forbid her to her husband, because even if she willingly committed the act, even if she willingly committed adultery, she will not become forbidden to her husband, because she was not properly married to her husband, and so properly she is, strictly according to law, she is an unmarried girl, and she does not become forbidden to her husband. Even if her husband were a Kohen, she does not become forbidden to him, because the adultery here is not actually adultery. Halacha hei, kinei la rusosoi oilis kukosoi, if a husband admonished a wife who was only his wife by kiddushin, or only his wife by Zika, that is, she was his wife only by virtue of a requirement of Yibum, but no actual marriage had taken place, and no marriage was consummated. V'nistera acha shenisa, he admonished her while she was still in Arusa, or while she still was his Yevama while there was still the requirement of Yibum, but before the Nisuin, V'nistara acha shenisa, and the seclusion took place after the Nisuin, Harezu shoysa kishar kol anoshim. She drinks the water just as all other women do. Even though we learned that Arusa and Shemeris Yavam do not drink the water, that's if the seclusion took place while they were still Arusa or Shemeris Yavam. But if the admonition took place then and the seclusion took place after Nisuin, then she has the same rule as all other women. Nisua Shekinei La V'nistera Koidem Sheyiva Loisa. A woman who was married fully with Nisuin, and the husband admonished her, and she secluded herself before the marriage was consummated. Sheyiva Loisa Baila, before her husband had consummated the marriage, Eina Shoisa, she cannot drink the water. V'yoitza B'loi Ksuva, and she is divorced without the Ksuva. V'asura Olav Li'oilam, and she remains forever forbidden to him, because it was her act of secluding herself that caused her to be forbidden, therefore she loses her Ksuva. Shenemar, well, how do we know this? That consummation of the marriage is required in order to cause her to drink, because the pasuk says, "Vayitein ish boas shchovtoi mi baladei isheich." A man did lie with you other than your husband, and this implies shektom shchivas bal shchivas boil, that the husband did lie with her previously to the suspected adulterer. Halacha Vav, ha-giyoyres v'ha-mishuchreres, a giyoyres, a woman who was born not Jewish and converted to Judaism, v'ha-mishuchreres, a woman who was a female slave and then was set free, v'eishes ha-ger, the wife of a ger, the wife of a convert, v'eishes eved mishuchrer, the wife of a freed slave, Mamzeres, a woman who has the status of Mamzeres, that is, whose parents were not permitted to be married to each other with one of the prohibitions that carries with it the penalty of Kares, the Ashes Mamzer, or the wife of a husband who was a Mamzer, the Ashes Sris Chama, and the wife of someone, of a husband who had been castrated by some natural process, that is, he had been born castrated or had suffered some disease, oisris adam, or someone who had been artificially castrated, hamutores lebaleihem, and all of these are women who are permitted, though, to live with their husbands. That is, when we say mamzeres, we mean that she was married to a husband who was permitted to a mamzeres, such as a ger or a mamzer, ve'eshes ha-mamzer, the wife of a mamzer, we mean that she was permitted to live with a mamzer, such as she was a mamzeres, or she was a giyores. And in the case of Sri Sodom, a wife is not permitted to live with such a man, we mean that he had been castrated by some chemical means which did not cause any physical damage to the sexual organs, or we mean that she was a giyoris who was permitted to live with a sris adam, with a artificially castrated man. All of these cases then refer to a husband or wife who carries some sort of a defect in their yichus, but nevertheless there is no prohibition to the marriage. Mutareis lebaleihem. Harehen kichol hanoshim v'shoiseis. They have the same rule as any other woman, and they are able to drink the water, because even though there is some defect in yichus here, either in the husband or in the wife, but it's not a defect that would legally prevent the marriage. Halacha Zayin, Meuberes Umeinika, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, Mekanela, he can admonish her, and should she seclude herself with the suspect, Mashke Oisa Kemoishahi, she is caused to drink the water just as she is. That is, we do not say that the pregnant woman has to wait until after the child is delivered so that the child will not die along with her should the waters cause her to die. And also a nursing woman, we do not say that we wait until she will wean the child in order that the child shall not lose the milk that the mother could provide him, but she is immediately able to drink the water. Isha hoimedes lishtois, a woman who is about to drink, umeis baila koidim shetishten, her husband died before she was able to do so, before they actually caused her to drink the water, eino shoisa, she does not drink the water because the water only comes to permit her to remain with her husband, and here her husband has died. Veloy neitelis ksubasa, but she cannot collect her ksuva. She cannot say, I will drink to prove my innocence and then collect the ksuva. She does not collect the ksuva here, because the drinking is only to permit her to the husband, not to collect the ksuva. And she loses the ksuva because it was her act of secluding herself with the man that caused her to lose the ksuva. Halacha ches, kol ish sheba bi'a asura miyamav, acha shehigdil, a man, a husband, who had intercourse with anyone who was forbidden to him ever in his life, if he ever did such an act in his life, acha shehigdil, once he had reached the age of 13, ein hamayim hama'orerim boitkim es ishtoi, the water will not test his wife. They will not be effective. Even if she had committed adultery, the water will not have any effect on her. Even if his sin was only that he had intercourse with his wife, with a wife after the kiddushin, but before the nisuin, that is beveis chamov, while she was still in her father's house, she'osar midivrei soifrim. This is forbidden only by rabbinical decree. The original Torah law did not forbid that. Ein hamayim boitkim es ishtoi. The water does not test his wife. Even in such a case, the water will be ineffective if he did a prohibition which was derabbanon. The Ravid disputes this. Shenemar, where do we learn that his having committed some sexual sin prevents the water from testing his wife? As the Pasuk says, V'nika ha'ish me'yavain, the man shall be free from sin. V'ha'isha ahi tiso es avoino, and that woman will bear her sin. From which we learn, Bizman sha'ish menuka me'yavain, only in a case where the husband is innocent of any sin, then isha noiso es avoino, then the woman will bear her sin. Halacha tes, lefichach, therefore, im hoiso ishto yasura lov, if his wife was forbidden to him, mechai ve'lavin, from one of the negative commandments which would forbid this marriage, oy mechai ve'yasei, or from one of the positive mitzvahs that would prevent this marriage, afilu shnia, or even if it were a prohibition, derabbanon, v'kinei lo, and he admonished her, v'nistera, and she secluded herself with that man, eino shoisa, she does not drink the water, because the water will not test her here, since her husband was forbidden to her, and her husband, by marrying her, had committed a sin. Elo teitzei b'loi ksuva. She is divorced without a ksuva. V'tiya asura alav af mishum zen. She remains forbidden to her husband because of this prohibition also. Also, the reason that she does not drink the water is because, as we said in the previous halacha, the water is only to permit her to live with her husband, not to permit her to collect a ksuva when she's divorced. And since she cannot live with her husband anyway, there's no purpose to her drinking the water. Ovar v'nosa miuberes chaveiroi u'meinekes chaveiroi, if he committed a sin in that he married a woman who was pregnant by some former husband, or who was nursing a child whom she had by some former husband, and we learned in Hilchas Gerushin, in Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th chapter, Halacha Chof Hei, that it's forbidden to marry a woman in this state, in this condition. But in this case, Harezu Shoisa, she is permitted to drink the water. She ain't Kanavera, because this marriage is not a sinful marriage, since it's not the marriage itself that's forbidden, it's only the... What's forbidden is the possibility that she may become pregnant from her second husband while still pregnant from the first husband, or while still nursing from the first husband. Still nursing a child from the first husband. But the marriage itself is not a illegal marriage, in that he could keep himself apart from his wife until the 24 months of nursing is finished. So since there is no actual sin been committed here, the water can test her. Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud. Misha ein loy isha haruya leilaid. One who does not have a wife who is able to bear children, veloy banim, and he is childless, v'nasa akara oizkeina oyailanis, and he marries a woman who cannot bear children, either in Akara, a woman who is unable to bear children, or is a Keno, or a woman who is past her menopause, or Ailonis, or a woman who is an Ailonis, which was defined in Hilchas Ishus, a woman who will never reach her sexual maturity. Such a woman if she's been admonished and she secluded herself, she does not drink the water and she does not receive the ksuva, because the water cannot test her, since such a marriage is not permissible, as we learned in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Tezvov, chapter 15, Halacha Zayin, that one who is childless is required to marry a woman who is able to bear children. And since he married a woman who could not bear children, the marriage is illegal and the water will not test her. Hoyu loy banim oy isha acheres ruya lele, but if he had children, or he had another wife who was able to bear children, so then this marriage is not illegal. Hareze mashke oysa, then he is able to give her the water to drink. Afal pisha hizakena, even though she herself is not fit to bear children, because she is after her menopause, oyakara, or she cannot bear children, oyailanis, or she is an ailanis, veinaruya leilad, and she cannot bear children, because, and the Torah specifies that after the ordeal of the drinking of the water, it says v'nizra azara, she will have children. That, so the Rambam says that that does not mean that she must be a woman who can have children. Shaloi nemar batoira v'nizra zara, the Torah did not specify that afterwards she will bear children, elo b'ru'ya leilad, that there it talks specifically about a woman who can have children. It does not mean that a woman who is unable to bear children will do so. It means that a woman who is able to bear children will do so. Shem hoiso yeledes bitzar, if she used to have a great deal of pain while giving birth, teleid berevach, her childbirth will become easier. Hoyadar kaleleid nikevis, if she used to have only girls, teleid zechorim, she will have boy children. She will have boys. That is, as the Ravid points out, the Torah does not require that in order for a woman to be able to drink, she be fit to bear children. Halacha Yud Aleph. Hayu lo isho banim. If he had, if the husband had a wife and or children, he had a wife who was fit to bear children, or he had children, and therefore when he married this woman who could not bear children, he did so legally, and then he admonished her, umesu benkinui listira, and her children, or the other wife who was fit to bear children, died after the admonition, but before she secluded herself, kvar niris lishtois, she was already fit to drink the water, since at the time of the marriage was a legal one, umashka oiso, and he can cause her to drink the water. Loi hayu loi banim v'lo isha haruya leilet elazuha ailenis v'chayotzi ba. If he did not have any children, and he had no other wife who was fit to bear children, he had only this woman who is unable to bear children, such as an ailenis or one of the other cases, v'noilad loi bein, but he had a woman whom he had previously divorced, and that woman bore a child to him between the admonition and the seclusion. This wife, who this islandess or other woman who cannot bear children, has already been removed from the possibility of drinking the water, since at the time of the marriage and at the time of the admonition, this was not a legal marriage. So what we have learned here in these two halachas is that it all depends on the time of the marriage and the admonition. If she was fit to be married to him because he had children or another wife, then she can be tested by the water. And if at the time of the marriage and the time of the admonition she was not fit to be married to him because he had no children and had no other wife who could bear him children, then even though later on he had children, she has already been removed from the possibility of drinking the water. Halacha Yud Beis, Kol Isha Shehoya Lo Kino Yustira. Any woman who had been admonished and then secluded herself, Veloy Shasa Samei Amarim, and she did not drink the bitter waters, Bein Shaloi Rotza Baila Lahashkoisa, Bein Shaloi Rotza Sahi, regardless of the reason that she didn't drink it, either because her husband refused to give her the water to drink, or she refused to drink it, as we learned in the beginning halachas of this chapter, or bein shabala ate tumo, or she couldn't drink the water because there was one witness who said she had committed adultery, or hoidos, or she admitted to having committed adultery, or hoisa meyelu hanoshim sheinan ruleis lishtois, or she was one of the women whom we learned about, whom we learned about in Halacha Beis, Sheinam Ruyim Slishtois, who are unable to drink the water, or Shakinu La Bezdin, or it was not her husband who admonished her, but it was Bezdin who admonished her, as we learned yesterday in the Perek Aleph, in the Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. Hoyil v'nesra al baila mikol makim. Nevertheless, since any one of these women who are not drinking the water remain forbidden to their husbands, harehi asur al zeh shenisyachdo imoy li'olam, she remains also forever forbidden to the one with whom she had secluded herself. Kederach shei asur al baila. Just as she is forbidden to her husband, she remains forbidden with the suspect. V'im avaru nesah. And if the that suspected man nevertheless does marry her, Moitziyim Moisa Mitachta, we force him to divorce her, beget, to give her a get, Afilu Hayu Lo Kama Bonim Mimenu, even if they had several children together and they lived together a long time, they are nevertheless not permitted to live together. Mipi Ashmua Lamdu, we learn by oral tradition, Kishem Sha Asura Labal, Kach Asura Laboil, just as she becomes forbidden to her husband, so she becomes forbidden to the suspected adulterer. Halacha Yud Gimel, Till now, in the previous halacha, we spoke about the suspect, about whom the woman was admonished in front of witnesses, and then she secluded herself with him in front of witnesses. Halacha Yud Gimel talks about Avalim Loi Kodam Kinui. There was no admonition. Ubo Aleho Eidim Shenisteroi Mishzeh. Witnesses come and say that she secluded herself with this man without a prior admonition. Ubo Umotsu Davar Mechuar. But here it was not only that she secluded herself, but although they did not actually witness an act of adultery, they found some grossly improper evidence here. Kegoin, for example, Shenichnesu Achrov, they went into the secluded place after him, Umatzuha Chageres Chagoyr, and they found her putting her girdle back on. Oymatzuroik Lamaila Minakila. Or they found that the old-fashioned beds used to have a canopy on top of them, and they found spit on the canopy, which means that someone had been lying face up on the bed. V'chayotzei bazeh, or they found some other such gross evidence of misconduct, such as they saw them kissing or hugging each other, or they went in and found that they had locked the doors. If her husband then divorced her because of some such gross misconduct, she is forbidden to marry the person with whom she had been suspected. Even though there was no actual admonition here, she's still forbidden to marry him. Ela asura alav, she remains forbidden to him. V'im avar nesah, if he transgressed this and nevertheless did marry her, v'hayu lo ibanim imenu, if they had children together, lo teitzei, they are not forced to divorce. V'im lo hayu lo ibanim imenu, but if they married and they did not yet have any children, teitzei, then he must divorce her. B'med dvarim amurim, when do we say this, that the husband, that this suspect is not permitted to marry her after the first husband divorces her? The whole city was talking about this case, and they were talking about her and the suspected adulterer for a day and a half, or for a longer period of time. The Yomru, when they specifically, the rumors, the gossip specifically stated, Ploini Zina in Ploinis, that this and this man committed adultery with this and this woman. V'loipasak ha'koil, and the gossip continued for this period of time without stop. V'hu shaloi hayu loi oivim shema'avirim es ha'koil, and this is only applies if the gossip was carried by itself, in the normal fashion in which gossip is carried, but not that they specifically had enemies who were causing the gossip to be carried. But if there was not a great deal of gossip about this matter, but in this city, or the gossip stopped in the middle, shaloi mach masir, not because people were threatened to keep their mouths shut, but the gossip stopped by itself, then in this eslanitan loy teitzei, if she married this suspect, they are not required to divorce. Afal pishein labanim, even though they have no children, they are not forced to divorce. Afilu ba'edechot shezimtzeimoy loy teitzei, even if one witness said that adultery did take place, she may remain with the second husband, and he's not required to divorce her. One witness is effective only if there was an admonition followed by a seclusion. Halacha tezvav, misha hoitzia baila be'edei davar mechuar, a woman whose husband divorced her because witnesses said there was some gross misconduct, v'niseis le'acher, she married another one, v'gershon, the second husband divorced her, harezu asura le'inosei l'nitan she'yotza mitachas baila biglolei, she still remains forbidden to the suspect because of whom the first husband had divorced her. But in this case, if she married him, he's not required to divorce her. Even if they did not have any children together, because there was another marriage in between. Halacha tezvav, kalisha shabav shnei edim v'hidu shezin saif. A woman about whom two witnesses came and testified that she committed adultery, imzeh shehoi satachas baila harishit, that she committed adultery with this man while she was living with her first husband, then he must divorce her, even though there was another husband in between. And even if she's had several children with this suspect, he must divorce her. And wherever we said that he must divorce her, even though this husband who's divorcing her is the suspected adulterer, she is divorced without receiving suva, even though he was also suspected, and he also was a party to this. Nevertheless, he is required to divorce her, and she does not receive the ksuva.